Well, hello there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. This is our show where we dedicate it to prayer the first of the month, and we are we're just delighted when you call in and you give us your prayer intentions requests because you trust us to pray for you and with you. And that's exciting because that is when we come together as the body of Christ. We believe in the power of prayer. We absolutely want the praise reports. So please, on this first weekday of the month, we dedicate it to prayer and we go wild with it, okay? Because we serve a big, bold God and we storm heaven. Jerry just raised his eyebrows when I said that. But we do, Jerry. We go to adoration. We pray the rosaries. We go to mass. Round the clock prayer for our Take Two family. Why? Because we believe in it.
Mm-hmm. We do. I thought there was a dot, dot, dot there. I didn't know if you were going to continue or not.
But no, I'm excited.
I am too. Prayer changes things. God is still in the prayer answering business. So if you have something you would like to pray about today, someone or something, it is our monthly, as Debbie said, our monthly Whom or What Are You Praying For show. And the ideal time for you to call in with your prayer intention would be right now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. We have lines being screened already. Matt Gubensky is doing that for us. Michael McCall is on social media. And Ace McKay, back from the family celebration in Phoenix, is on the board, our producer, running the controls. So we're looking forward to a lot of beautiful prayer intentions today.
Whom or what are you praying for on Take Two today? 833-288-3986. And yes, we're all back in place from the Phoenix celebration, the Phoenix family celebration. Oh, a couple thousand folks were there. It was amazing. It was packed. We had beautiful mass and adoration and the rosary and so many great interviews. Got to meet so many of the authors and the speakers. We got to shop. We had a lot of great food. We had great weather in Phoenix. It was wonderful. I live here, so I'm used to the great weather. But we had, and if you were there at the EWTN family celebration, please call in and let us know what your thoughts were of how we all got together as really a family. But Jerry, I know we're going to Donna first, but I wanted to just get this first prayer intention in because we've been praying for many days now. It's a prayer for Janice, and Janice is one of our Inspired by Faith Fellowship Club members. She is from Australia, and she lost her wonderful husband. See, it's going to make me cry because I saw the picture. Her wonderful husband, David. So please, we're praying for Janice on the loss of her husband, David, her whole family. She is from Australia. She's part of our Inspired by Faith Fellowship Club, and we love her to pieces. And so we put that prayer intention for the repose of the soul of David in our prayer book. And so we our prayer intentions are for the living and the deceased, and that's very important. We keep all of the prayer intentions, and you can also go online, Jerry, Take2Show.com. Put your prayer request there as well.
All right, whom or what are you praying for? There is one line still there for you, 833-288-3986. And as promised, we will start with Donna, who is in the great state of Tennessee, listening to us on iHeartRadio. Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. It's been about a year since I've talked to y'all. I've missed talking to y'all. oh, my word. I hate to open the show with just such tragic circumstances. In May, we need family healing. In May, I lost a nephew to a fentanyl overdose.
Oh,
unfortunately,
no.
His mother is basically, he has two brothers, a mother, and a father. But the family is fractured, it's broken. And as you know, death it does not bring out the best in people sometimes. This happened in May. My nephew is still not buried. He was cremated. He was cremated. That family fighting started. Arguments over whether he could go into a family plot ensued. I mean, it was a bad B movie, and it still is, and people aren't speaking to each other, so I need family healing. But throughout this, I had a cataract operation and had a rare side effect that has put one eye in pain all summer long. I've seen 6 doctors. I need personal health healing. And then to top it all off, my refuge, the church, at the last Mass, our priest said, please pray for our parish. I feel that we are under demonic attack. So it doesn't really get much crazier than all of that to start out your show today, but I appreciate your prayers because you have meant so much to me in the past and helped me so much.
Oh, Donna, our hearts are breaking for you. For the, you said your nephew, the fentanyl overdose, and what it's doing to the family. The, your the surgery from the cataract surgery and how that's faring. St. Lucy, go to St. Lucy. Don't forget that. Ask an army of saints to circle around your family and your parish. Get all the guardian angels. Have everybody gather. Remember where there's groups of praying the rosary and going to adoration. There is power in that, Donna, for healing. Read scripture out loud. Read scripture out loud. There's healing in that. Donna, we have to attack this from many angles, but we will. We put you all in the book, and just know that prayers are going up to heaven as you are sharing what you're sharing. So you got to know it's working right away. We just have to keep it going, okay?
Absolutely. I know I can count on the family of Debbie and Jerry and all of the people. I know I can. So I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, and Donna, about the third intention, you know, about your pastor announcing that your parish is under spiritual attack, demonic attack. You know what? That can be very trying, very challenging, but it also can be a sign that very good things are going on there, because Satan hates when the people of God are worshiping him and growing in holiness, receiving the sacraments and praying and so forth. So maybe try and put a little bit of a different perspective on that, and we will be praying as well for that, because you know, the priest obviously has the power, the authority given to him by Christ through his ordination to deal with things like that. So I trust that things will all work out well in that regard as well. But the other intentions you mentioned, your nephew and his family and your eye issue, all of them being lifted up, like you said, Donna, by the Take-Two family around the world. God bless you, dear sister in Christ. 833-288-3986. Who would like that open line to let the world pray with you for whatever you're praying for today? All right, you're with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It is always your program, but especially on our prayer days. In the middle of the month, we do a God, I Need You Now urgent prayer intention show. And right around the first of the month, which is today, it's not the first, but it's the first weekday, first broadcast of October. Whom or what are you praying for? 833-288-3986. We'll just continue along with your calls. We're getting other social media prayers and emails, and we'll get to some of those as well. But Nikki is in Columbus, Ohio, up next, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Hi, Nikki. We're happy to pray with you today. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. So I have a 14-year-old daughter who was recently diagnosed with severe scoliosis, and we financially have not been able to perform her surgery or schedule it because they won't schedule surgery unless it has the, you know, cash paid. So she is in need of that, and she's just going through a very hard time as a freshman. Just started school and had so many battles already, and then she got hit with this diagnosis. So if you could pray for her.
Absolutely. I put it, you and your entire family. Now, this is, how are you related to her?
She's my daughter.
Oh, she's your daughter. Okay. So I didn't hear that part. Okay. So Nikki, I put your daughter, I put your whole family. I even put, cause you said she's having a tough time starting school. I put her whole school in as well, if that's okay.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And, you feel confident with the doctors and everything? You feel good about that?
Yes. We went to Children's, we went to Cleveland good. Clinic. Both say they can do the surgery. Just whenever you get the money, come on over. Mm-hmm. And it's like a $250,000 surgery.
Wow.
So it's like, it's heartbreaking. It's like, we can't move forward until we do something financially. Okay. So We're trying to figure that part out.
All right. Well, hold on. Hold on. Here's how we figure it out. Okay. Go to Padre Pio, please. Go to Padre Pio. He was a master at making sure that the funds are there for those that need it. And your daughter needs it. Okay. So ask Padre Pio to help. Would you do that? Bring in a blessed prayer card of his. If you can get a hold of a relic, you know, it doesn't have to be a first class relic. Start learning about, read the Padre Pio's story to your daughter. Have her learn about Padre Pio. Grow close to Padre Pio. The money will come, Nikki. The money will come because your daughter needs it, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, you got Nikki. 833-288-3986. We're praying with you today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Before we get to our next prayer, I just want to mention something here that is something actually new to me. I had not heard of this before, but it is something I really want to, I'm happy to bring to your attention. And that is EWTN's religious catalog has what's called it's a plaque, and it's the Virgin Softener of Evil Hearts icon. It's an icon that features a beautiful icon of Our Lady of Sorrows, the Virgin Softener of Evil Hearts. Mary is clothed in a brown mantle with seven swords piercing her heart. We know Our Lady of Sorrows. Printed on foil with silver and gold accents, an ornate, decorative filigree border surrounds Our Holy Mother, and it's mounted on wood and is 7 1/4 inches wide by 8 3/4 inches high. This Virgin Softener of Evil Hearts icon plaque, available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping for online orders, $75 or more in the continental United States. Just use the code FREE when you check out.
You know how I love icons, so that's definitely one I'm going to check out. We have a dear friend of the Take Two family, a dear member of the Take Two family, is going to a court proceeding today. Please, folks, ask all your guardian angels to surround her as she goes into court. It's very important. Okay, Sarah's up next in San Antonio, Texas, Guadalupe Radio Network. Hello, Sarah. Welcome to Take Two Prayer Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
I wanted to call in today and ask. I know it's the month of the Rosary, and so I'm praying really hard. And when I heard you guys send out requests for anybody who needed prayers, I just thought I'll just try to call. And by the grace of God, I got in. But I could really use as many prayers as possible. I'm trying to stay sober, a 20-year battle with alcohol. I have an amazing AA network and amazing friends and amazing church, but different problems in the family and in the marriage and with teenage children, I find I'm constantly running back to a relapse. Mm-hmm. And I would really like to learn to just rely solely on God and not fall back into the trap and the depths of the sorrows of alcohol. So I could really use some prayer. But that will stay sober for once.
Sure.
For good.
Sure. Absolutely. You got it already. You're already in the book, Sarah. We started praying already as you were sharing. But now a couple things. You got very emotional. So obviously this is hitting your heart very hard. You got some emotional work to do, right? Emotional healing. Okay. So please reach out with the resources of people like counselors, coaching, any type of programs, any type of books. Go to adoration, stay tight with the saints. And remember your guardian angel, Psalm 91, Sarah, Psalm 91, your guardian angel is right beside you to illuminate your mind and strengthen your will. So when these attacks come at you where you want to reach for to self-medicate, when you want to get rid of that emotional pain, right? Your guardian angel, count on your guardian angel. Say work with me on this. Help me on this. Okay? And fight it, and you'll get that strength to do it, Sarah, because you know what? You're not alone. A lot of us are taking emotional hits, and it's hard. It's really hard, but at least you know we're all in it together, Sarah, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I will. Thank you.
Let me offer just another quick suggestion, Sarah. You may or may not have heard of this gentleman. His name was Matt Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T, and he is venerable right now, which means he is on his way, God willing, to being fully canonized as a saint in the Catholic Church, but he is definitely a patron of those who have especially issues with drinking, because he overcame that himself and lived a life of really austere penance and went to Mass every day. And so I would just encourage you to look him up online, Venerable Matt, M-A-T-T, second name, Talbot, T-A-L-B-O-T, and start praying to him as well, because the saints we know are powerful intercessors, and if anybody would want to help you with that, it would definitely be him. So you can add his intercession to all of our prayers and the Take Two family around the world. You're strong, Sarah. You're going through a lot, but you sound like a really strong, beautiful soul of God. So be strong and be just recall to mind all the prayers you have going up for you when you feel a little bit of a struggle going on.
Okay, thank you so very much.
And Sarah, I'm going to throw one more thing, because we're in a giving mood today, okay? If you're feeling at a low point and there's someone that you know, if you just feel like it's too late at night, you can't reach out to someone, just email us. Email us at take2@ewtn.com. It comes right to me and Jerry. And let me tell you something. We don't really sleep much, so we're up pretty much around the clock. So, Sarah, if you're feeling like you need to phone a friend, email us and we'll get back to you, okay? For sure.
Thank you so very much. I hope you all have a beautiful week. Thank you.
You too, Sarah. God bless you. She is certainly not alone in that struggle.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're all in these struggles. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
All right. There is a prayer line open today, 833-288-3986. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Our first broadcast of the new month. That means whom or what are you praying for? Please let us pray with you. And again, when we say a Take Two family around the world, we absolutely mean it. So I would not pass up this opportunity to get prayers of maybe thousands of people going along with you. 833-288-3986.
Did I give the right email or did I give the website? Did I give the email? Let me give it again in case.
Yeah.
Okay, it's take2@ewtn.com. So we're going so fast, sometimes I switch it. So it's take2@ewtn.com, and it comes right to us directly. So that's comforting. We do have a couple open phone lines. Please join in if you'd like us to storm heaven together as the body of Christ, 833-288-3986. Or if you got to take a picture with us or shake hands or have a hug at the family celebration, call in and let us know how it was for you. We thought it was a great time. We had a lot of fun.
And email those pictures. Remember, Debbie said,
share those pictures
with us. take2@ewtn.com. All right, we're going to go to Philadelphia. Nina is listening on Sirius XM 130. Hello, Nina. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for taking this call. Mm-hmm. I'm calling because a dear friend of mine, whose two children are very ill, both of them have leukemia. Mm-hmm. They've both got different kinds, both very serious kinds, AML and ALL. And one of them has just suffered another relapse. She's already had a bone marrow transplant. They both have, actually. But she's in a very serious way and really could use some prayers.
May I ask a couple quick questions? Is this a family of, do they have a faith? Are they Catholic? Or can you give us a little detail on that?
Yes, they're Catholic, and they have faith.
Okay, they're hanging on, and they don't feel like they haven't abandoned their faith at all, have they?
No, the Lord has been, I think, very active in keeping them strong.
Okay. So again, they're strong. They're leaning on God. We have to go even stronger for them. Okay, here's the deal with God. It's so obvious to me. I watched 3 movies in the past couple of weeks about this. Every time we feel like we're all up against a wall with something and diagnosis is coming in and all these relapses and things are happening and it just seems really like it's a storm that we can't get out of, we've got to go even bigger with God. So Nina, is there any way you can organize, or have you done this already, like round-the-clock prayer teams going round? We'll do our part, but can you organize round-the-clock prayer teams for these two beautiful kids?
I can try. We have a rosary everyday rosary chain that's going now, but I can certainly
Well, okay. Yeah, here's what you want to do. You just ask people to pick a different hour, okay, and all through the night. And you just say, even if it's one or two people, it's better if it's two, at least two people, round the clock. They take an hour, just like adoration, and they keep going for these kids because you need that added extra layer. I tell you, one of the movies I watched, I was like, wow, I didn't realize how you just have to keep going higher and higher with God. So this could be, Nina, this could be a reason for us to just ramp it up to everything we've got.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, let us know. Would you keep us posted? And we'll do our part, Nina. We promise.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Nina, very much. Email is take2@ewtn.com. And Cece, one of our faithful listeners, says, "Dearest Jerry and Debbie, please pray for the repose of the souls of six young people in their early 20s who were killed early Sunday morning, 2:30, in a single motor vehicle accident in which they were all contained. The driver hit a tree." How tragic and sad that is. She says, "Also, may the Take Two body of Christ storm heaven with me, and please join in efforts to pray for my nephew AJ and a niece Sophia and all young adults who are searching and floundering for the way, the truth, and the life." And P.S., pray for all Floridians as well. Yes, definitely.
Yes, definitely. I have a cousin in Fort Myers, and I understand it was just horrible, but she's safe, but I heard it just tragic what has happened there. Okay, we do have an open phone line if you'd like to join in. We got to go fast now, folks. 833-288-3986. And for all these random, really bad attacks that are happening in subways and all over the place, and people walking on the streets and other people just attacking them and ganging up on them, this is terrible. We have to just really beg God to get this to calm down, wouldn't you say, Jerry?
It's just symptomatic of the evil that is rampant in the world today. Very, 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 very unfortunate, extremely.
You're right.
But we just need God back, you know. When you kick God out, guess who's coming to dinner, you know. That's the problem. We've got a couple Lisas on the line. We'll go to the first one who called, Lisa in Phoenix, listening to us today on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hi, this is Lisa. I met you at the conference this weekend.
Yes. Hello, Lisa.
I had the T-shirt that I was showing everybody, mind you. But
And you sent and you gave us the pictures. Thank you so much. And you also gave us the suggestion that we put on the calendar already about grandparents raising their grandchildren. So, Lisa, take it away.
Well, that's my prayer for all those grandparents like myself. Sorry, I get emotional.
I know.
That are raising their grandkids. Also to pray for my oldest grandson, who I'm in a custody battle for right now, and he's having so much anxiety because of it that he just needs all the prayers he can get right now. Sorry. It's very emotional for me because I love that kid to death. I've had him in my home for 10 years now, and his mom is wanting to tear him away from everything that he knows, and he's actually very afraid of that.
That breaks my heart.
Yeah, Lisa, it breaks my heart too. And first of all, God bless you for what you have done. 10 years of taking care of this young man. And there's no doubt he has developed quite an affection and a bond with you. It's like you said, you know, parents, grandparents raising their grandchildren. I think we have actually done shows on that, and we will definitely will do so again. Because I have a very similar situation, Lisa, right there in Phoenix with my brother and sister-in-law. They're not actually full-time raising a couple of their grandkids, but they have them just about every day, and just due to, you know, various unfortunate circumstances. So we will absolutely pray for this, especially our prayer will be, at least my prayer will be, that God will put a hedge of angels around this young man's precious heart. To protect him, because like you said, he's getting anxiety over this. He doesn't need to be going through this, and he's scared of all of the stuff that's going on. So, Lisa, be assured of our prayers. May God just put those angels around his heart to kind of deflect all of this negativity so that he doesn't absorb that and then carry that through the rest of his life. So, God bless you, Lisa. Thank you for the call, and thank you for saying hello to us at the EWTN Family Celebration the other day.
This is our Whom or What Are You Praying For show today on Take Two. with Jerry and Debbie. Lisa's call got me emotional as well, so I'm kind of choked up because I was just sharing with Jerry on the break. You know, it's so unfortunate, you know, when parents, grandparents, everything, there's room for the whole family. There's a way to put the child's interests at the forefront, you know, and we should be focusing on what's best for the child, and everybody work towards that child having the best, childhood, and then launching into independence experience, because these kids are having it hard enough as it is going to school right now. You don't want more family drama setting in. So my heart just breaks for Lisa, but we are putting it on the show calendar, grandparents raising their grandchildren. I'm all in favor of just expanding our hearts and being the most loving and supportive we can be of our children right now. This is just not good when we, you know, family, you know, and we have another friend who's going to court today, like we talked about, and it's just, it's tragic what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we always like to do here on this show, we let you know when EWTN affiliates are raising money to stay on the air or having anniversaries. Today is day one of the Station of the Cross Fund Drive. They are based in Buffalo. They have stations, of course, in Boston, Syracuse, Erie, Rochester, the iCatholic radio app, and they are a wonderful, wonderful Catholic media network. So if you're listening on the Station of the Cross, be sure and be generous to them. And if your local station that we maybe not aren't aware of is having a fund drive this week or anytime soon, please be very, very generous to them. And also just want to mention that a couple more of our radio family members are celebrating anniversaries this week. Our Lady of Perpetual Help in Essex Junction, Vermont marks 5 years with EWTN, and KOOJ Radio 93.1 FM in Pittsburgh, Kansas, celebrating 8 years this week. So congratulations to both of them.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Congratulations. Lisa in Georgia is up next. St. Paul Radio is the way she is listening. Hello, Lisa. Prayer intentions, please.
Yes. Our oldest son, who is 38, has been battling sinus cancer for the last 7 years. He's had two surgeries. He's had reconstruction, which was very difficult. He just called us on Saturday, 2 days ago, to tell us that his tests had shown the cancer has now spread to a large mass in his skull that is not operable.
Hmm. That's got to be a blow to him and to, I mean, your whole family. How's he handling it, Lisa?
I think he's using humor and sarcasm. He is engaged. He's in the middle of planning a wedding. His fiance is having a rough time. But after his last bout, he told us he could not go through that again. It's just a horrific type of cancer, and the way that they have to reconstruct inside the mouth, sinus cavity, is just extremely, extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And where are they? Where is your son and his fiance? Where are they with the faith?
Nowhere. Out of our children, we have 12 children. We have two who I would call them deists, perhaps at best. They walked away from their faith in their college years.
Okay. Are they open to scripture at all, Lisa?
Sometimes I think his fiance, perhaps more so than he. Mm-hmm. But I see a softening of his heart. Mm-hmm. And so our prayer is not simply for his healing physically, but for his spiritual healing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay. Jerry?
Yeah, you said his name was Jonathan, Lisa?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm sure you've probably gone to St. Peregrine before. He is he's the patron saint of just about all, I think, all kinds of cancers. There are probably other saints as well. But yeah, we're going to pray. You mentioned that they are really nowhere with the faith, and sometimes only God knows for sure if that's what's happening here. Sometimes God will allow things like this to happen in order to bring about a greater good. I'm sure this is not anything new to you, Lisa. You know how God works in situations like this. So we will pray absolutely for him physically, for the cancer and things that are going on, for the wedding preparations and all of that. But also we will pray that, God does, this is happening, whether anybody likes it or not. So we're going to pray, since it is happening, that God will use it to bring Jonathan and his fiance and really all of your family to a deeper understanding of who God is, how much he loves each one of us, and how much he is there for us, whatever we happen to be going through in life. So we'll lift up all of those prayer intentions along with the entire Take Two family around the world.
I really appreciate that.
Oh, absolutely. It's the least we could do. We are indeed family, Lisa. Thank you for the call. There you go, folks. Be praying for Jonathan. Yeah.
Did you share with Lisa that we put her whole family in the book as well? Because I did as she was speaking.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Good. I just want to make sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you call in for prayer intentions, just know that we kind of get you covered all around, with your family, extended family, the doctors, your coworkers, your fellow parishioners, whoever else you're talking about. So just know we expand it. We always go big with God here on Take Two. Jerry?
Prayer line is 833-288-3986 on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. It's your show every day, especially on our prayer days, which is right now the first broadcast of the new month. Whom or what are you praying for? We'd like to pray with you. 833-288-3986. Rosemary would be next in Indiana, listening to us today on Alexa. Hi, Rosemary. Welcome.
Hello. I just wanted to ask for prayers. I've called you guys one other time in the past, and I would just like for more prayers for my son, Matthew, who has chronic kidney disease, and he's the one with the 15 kidney stones. So if I could just give some more prayers for him, I sure would appreciate it.
Right. Is Matthew the one that my brother's praying for, Rosemary?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah, my brother's praying for him every single day. Every single day, he just told me the other day. So, yeah, okay, good. We'll ramp it up, absolutely. How's he doing? How's Matthew doing?
He's doing all right. He's not in pain right now. So,
That's a start.
Anyhow,
okay.
Yeah. So, okay. And I know the prayers are helping, and I sure do appreciate them from everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we take it seriously. You know why? Because I'll be honest with you. We see a lot of miracles. We don't like to say that a lot because people, I guess, obviously we're all hoping for miracles for the things we're praying for. But if we say that, we don't want it to look like it's some kind of, machine that's, a prayer intention comes in, a miracle goes out. But we see a lot, Rosemary. And the key that I'm finding is just to go bigger and like you're doing, keep it up. Just keep reminding everyone to pray for Matthew. Wait to go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We got an anonymous email, and it is an emailer who would like us to pray for her husband, who is battling a sex addiction. And again, that individual is not alone in that. That is a lot more prevalent in our society than we may realize. So, dear emailer, please be assured that we have this intention lifted up along with the entire Take Two family listening around the world. Very important intention.
And my brother Michael just weighed in and said, yes, Matthew is still on the board. We're praying for him. So see, I told you, everybody's doing their part. Everybody is taking this seriously because we are the body of Christ, the mystical body of Christ in action. Let's keep praying. Never lose hope. Never, ever lose hope. It's the moment you lose hope, the Satan and the demons win. They win. That's what they want us to do. So where are we going next, Jerry? And my prayer book here is almost full. So I've got two pages and I'm going to have to move to a new book.
Okay, well, it's a good thing because we like to keep them all lifted up. We're going to go to the Eastern Shore of Maryland where Beth is listening to us today on the EWTN app. Hi, Beth.
Hi, how are you both?
Doing well. Hope that you are as well.
Well, thank you. I want to put in a request for especially two of my grandsons who are very close in age. One's 11 and one's 12. They have the most wonderful parents, but both of them have severe issues. One has had autism. His diagnosis was when he was a little bitty guy, and he still, at 12, has very few words, and occasionally he will be very agitated, and he doesn't. He harms himself, which is real scary. Mm-hmm. And the other one is 11, and he has issues that required him to be hospitalized recently. He lashes out at others, and so he's been designated to go to a special school, which is just heartbreaking for mom and dad. They, you know, they love him to the moon, and even though it makes life really complicated, you know, they just would love to have him at home. And so I feel strongly that God put these parents together and these children together. They're newly married, and they knew they had three or four sons who have special needs. And I just know the real doctor they need is God. And so I'm hoping that, you know, one day we'll be talking about the miracle that happened to these two boys, because I see such beautiful gifts in them. Mm. Yeah. And I know that God put them here for a reason and a plan. And I'm just hopeful that he will manifest it, and and that the boys will have an opportunity to really grow and thrive.
You used the key word there, Beth, thrive. And I think you made the comment that the parents are newly married. So is this, they had the kids already, and this is a blended family now? Is that the...
It is a blended family. The two of the boys were adopted. And so, you know, there could be something medical that was inherited. And then two of the boys are, we've had them forever, and they're just keepers. You know, so, but yes, they were very much aware of all the issues, and that's why I say they're rock stars, these parents, because they are just, they do whatever it takes, and both of them, and they're pulling in the same direction, which makes me so hopeful.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's got to just fill your heart with a great deal of peace, even with the challenges that they are facing. But I love the way you talk about these parents, and I think you made the comment, you know, you think God has brought them together for a reason. And thanks be to God that they are united, pulling in the same direction, as you said, and providing all of these kids with, you know, the best possible home environment that they could have, because, you know, they are dealing with, like you said, some severe issues. These are not insurmountable. With God, all things are possible. Debbie loves to say that. And you mentioned the word miracle. We will pray if it takes a miracle, if through human means they are able to be helped and brought along to a better place as well. We're just going to pray that God will open up and bring to their attention every possible resource, human and spiritual, that will help them do the best that they can for these kids, because it sounds like they really deserve it, and these parents really are truly rock stars, like you said.
Absolutely.
Oh, and thank you.
And they've made an impact on you already. So you see, they're already, you know, amazing miracles. And so we just have to keep building on that, Beth. And let's go big with God. And like you said, we ultimately always say, you know, it's all in His will and His providence and in His plan. But we go big with God. That's our job. And let's do it. Okay, Beth?
Absolutely.
Good.
Very good.
I love miracles. I love going big and going for the full miracle, because no matter what happens, you will be blessed and the graces flow. So that's the beauty of it. That's how our God works.
Yeah. Thank you, Beth, for the call. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's why we say on the prayer shows, we welcome praise reports as well.
That's right.
Because God does answer prayers and he does do miracles. And when that happens, we need to proclaim that. We've done shows here on Take Two where we say, what are you praising God for today? And those are so, they're such hopeful shows for people who are still kind of waiting, Debbie, on that miracle mm-hmm. to come into their situation. We heard from Pam via email at take2@ewtn.com. Please pray for Renee. She had two job interviews last week. She has desperately been looking for employment and would be grateful to get either job, and prayers for my children to come back to the faith. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Praying for all of you and the Take Two family. God bless you all. And that's from Pam via email.
And one of our dear, sweet family members, Amber, is going in for her third child C-section on Friday. So please keep Amber, her husband, and the whole family in prayer so that this third baby can come into this beautiful family. Amber's just a wonderful soul, and she's a great mother, and we're just so happy for her. But C-sections, you know, we have to pray. You know, every time there's a procedure, it's serious. So we have to pray just because we want to make sure all the doctors do everything right. Right, Jerry?
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay, back to Pennsylvania we go. Tracy is tuned in today on JMJ Radio. Tracy, your prayer intentions are next. Glad you're with us.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if everyone would be willing to pray for our baby granddaughter. Her name is Kennedy Wren, and she was born with a rare, extremely rare genetic condition, mm-hmm. Cerebellar hypoplasia with a CASQ deletion, not a mutation, it's a deletion, so she was missing a gene when she was mm-hmm. conceived. And this was found she has microcephaly, her head is small, she was born with a small head mm-hmm. as part of the condition, and that wasn't found until she was still in utero, still in the womb, the last month of pregnancy. And when she was born, she had a sacral dimple that they went in to check out, and they thought something was going on with that. And here when they had the MRI done, that was fine, but they found this condition with her brain, and it revealed severe atrophy with her cerebellum. Mm-hmm. And her brain stem and her optic nerve is only at 50%. If you look at her and you see her now, mm-hmm. you would never know anything is wrong with her. She's just so bubbly and happy and mm-hmm. just a normal baby she seems right now. And that's what's so hard mm-hmm. because of what's going on in her. And for my daughter, of course, and her husband and everybody.
Sure.
But she's having trouble swallowing a little bit now. She has acid reflux from this.
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a retreat on Saturday. Father Pio was there. His family was very close to St. Padre Pio in Italy, and he received his first Holy Communion from him. And I know you're mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. your go-to saint. I listen to you all the time. Thank you so much. I love your show and EWTN, all the programs.
Okay, so Tracy, this is confirmation because I was waiting for you to finish the details for your granddaughter, and I was going to ask you because I don't believe there's any accident to this. I was talking to my sister last night, and she's traveling with a bus of 50 parishioners to Bartow, Pennsylvania, to the Padre Pio shrine there. And I was like, wow, this is interesting. She's telling me this tonight. And here you're speaking about it, and then you talk about this Father Pio who was close to Padre Pio. That's confirmation. That's the confirmation enough for me. I know how Padre Pio works after all these years because I'm so hard-headed. It took me a while to figure it out. Tracy, how close are you to Bartow, Pennsylvania, and can your granddaughter travel there?
That's what I want to do. I want to take her there. She's in Delaware. Wilmington is where they mm-hmm. live, and I do want to get her there. And here, when I drive down, I go right by there. I never knew about his shrine there, and I Googled it, and I did find that. Mm-hmm. So I was hoping, yes, to get her there.
Good. Good. Well, and if you're driving past there, speak to the wonderful folks that started that shrine. Maybe there's something you could do. Maybe that you could bring some of Padre Pio to your granddaughter if your granddaughter can't make it there. So please, Tracy, do whatever it takes. I felt it so strongly, and then you confirmed it with what you said. I think Padre Pio could be a real good part of the family to help your granddaughter, especially since she's showing the exterior signs of being just, you know, bubbly and thriving and doing well. I mean, he loves to get into families and just really help them. And if they're all strong and rooted in their faith and they're trying to work towards God, you know, all things are possible, Tracy. All things are possible.
He had Padre Pio's glove, one of his gloves, and he blessed her picture on my phone and all my religious items, my rosaries. And he told me to use the rosary with her, on her.
Perfect.
So I'm going to do that. She goes in Thursday for an EEG on her brain, and it's a 24-hour scan this Thursday. And we're hoping and praying that the miracle has occurred, that she's going to be fine with what they find. She could develop infantile spasms and seizures, so that's what they're going to monitor and look for. On Thursday. So we're so hoping that she's going to be okay.
Well, and Tracy, one of the things that pleases God is when we have such great confidence that we thank him in advance for what he's going to do. We don't know what he's going to do. He obviously does at this point, but just really try to go in with a posture of really anticipatory gratitude and have great faith, and our prayers will be along with you. And this whole conversation just sounds like it has been divinely appointed, and that you know, Padre Pio is definitely going to be front and center in a lot of what's going to be happening, we believe.
Thank you so much. And I was wondering if you would mind, I know you just said you didn't have much more room in your prayer book, if you would mind adding her to your book.
Absolutely. Do you want to give us her first name, Tracy? And Tracy, I opened up a new book, so we're good. Keep going.
Her name is Kennedy.
Kennedy?
Kennedy Wren, R-E-N.
Gotcha. I put her in. I put the whole family in, Tracy, and you as well, because you're going to be traveling, so we want to make sure you're okay.
Thank you so much. And I go down to babysit and yes, help out. And if you could, with my daughter, Courtney, she is blaming herself. She is having a hard time. It doesn't understand why. They have prayed the Serenity Prayer, so I'm hoping and praying that they are praying to God and asking him for help.
Right. Okay. Good. So please share with Courtney. That's a trick by the demons to try and keep her off of the great miraculous things that can happen. It's a trick. When you hold yourself back, when you have doubt, when you have regret, when you're not sure why things are happening, just keep enforcing. Just say, Courtney, when you're feeling like this, trust. When you're feeling like this, trust. And if she doesn't know what that means, that's okay, Courtney. Trust in God. Just keep trusting, and you'll see small and big and everything in between, miraculous things happen in people's souls and people's hearts and the bodies and the minds of everybody around your beautiful Kennedy. Okay?
Thank you so much, all of you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Tracy. Thank you for being part of the Take Two family. And we got an email from Peggy, and she is in the state of Michigan and is reminding us that there is the proposal on the ballot in November that if it passes, it'll become part of the Constitution. It will allow abortion up until birth, and parental rights will be stripped. It'll be the most radical abortion bill in the country, if not the world, she says. And I am in California, Peggy. We have something similar going on here. There's a proposal on the ballot to make California a sanctuary state for abortion. So a lot of evil things going on in our country, folks. Please, wherever you come down politically, it's crucial that you get out and vote, especially vote as a Catholic. Vote for life during the upcoming elections. These may be some of the most important elections that we may ever have. So especially with so many issues on the ballot regarding abortion and things like that.
Okay, we're going to have to go quickly because you're going to also, Jerry, I'm going to continue to take notes. You're going to lead us in prayer, but Enrique has been waiting so patiently in Las Vegas, Nevada on iHeart Radio. Hello and welcome again.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Enrique.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
No, I just wanted to share my experience at the family conference.
Got about 30 seconds, Enrique. Sorry about that. About 30 seconds is all.
I had a great time. I met you guys. I'm really excited. It was really great stuff. I just want to see if you guys could pray for my family, just mm-hmm. for more to intense our prayers. That's all.
Okay. You got it. It was good seeing you, and we're glad you got back to Nevada. Okay, it sounds like, and that's wonderful. And thank you for calling in. We so appreciate it. Carol and Cheryl and Mike and the others, I'm writing down as Jerry is going to pray. Jerry.
In the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we give you all of these prayer intentions, those spoken, those unspoken, those that got on the air, those that did not. You know each and every one of them, Father, and you have a plan for each and every one of these individuals, families, children, intentions. We lift them all up to you, and we do come to you in confidence and faith, thanking you in advance for what you are going to do and your power and your might and your love and your grace. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I got all your prayer intentions, those that were waiting to get on air with us. If you want to leave a prayer request or intention, just go to our website, take2show.com. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about, do you use holy water or other sacramentals? We want to talk about the power, the grace that flows through those sacramentals. Jerry, I just love that.
Have a beautiful and blessed day. St. Joseph, pray for us.